All right, so for the addendum, making up for lost time here. So that's another question. Maybe it's better to just use my voice. I don't have to touch it at all. I don't have to do any action. So the answer to that is no. It's still better to do with a shinoi because, like I explained, at least it's watered down. It's a derabanan that's then watered down through a shinoi. If I use my voice, I'm doing it kedarko. So it's just a derabanan. I, who says that speech at all can ever really be taken so seriously? We know in general, with respect to malkos, you don't get malkos for verbal prohibitions. You don't get malkos for speaking lashon hara. You only get malkos on a lav sheyesh bo maisa, on a lav that has a physical action. So who says that speaking at all should be considered significant enough? Maybe we should. Maybe it is better to speak to Alexa to turn it off. So there's a Gemara in Baba Metzia Daf Tzadi on the base, which says that the source of all malkos comes from the prohibition of muzzling your ox when it's doing work. It's losachsim shor b'disho. If your ox is working for you, you can't muzzle it. You have to let it eat while it's working for you. If you do muzzle it, you get malkos. That's aser. So the Gemara wants to know, what if I don't physically muzzle it, but b'dibor, ba'akimas vasayim, I yell at it. I intimidate it anytime it tries to eat until it gets the idea, okay, it's not allowed to eat. So I muzzled it through my speech, basically. The Gemara says you get malkos for that. I didn't do any action. I didn't do any mice. So why do I get malkos for that? So Tosus has a line there. Tosus says, b'dibor ka'avid maisa. You cause the maisa to happen through your dibor. You cause this cow to work in a way that it's not going to eat through your speech, and that's significant. And for that, you do get malchus. So you see here that if your speech has such a real effect, such as in the case of Alexa, by turning it on and turning it off, then we take that seriously, and that wouldn't be an out. So it's definitely better to do with a shinoi, at least this way. Like I said, you watered it down a level, and it's not done. It's a derabanan that's done with a shinoi. Doing it with your speech is the direct way of doing it, the real way of doing it, and that'd only be a single derabanan. All right, there's another interesting question. If you're allowed to have Alexa on at all during Shabbos, even if you're not speaking to it, because it's kind of like monitoring everything you say. It's taking in everything you say to hear, did you say Alexa to turn it on? So everything you say, it's causing some sort of reaction inside. Isn't that usser? So I heard from a reliable source for me, says that, in my opinion, I'm saying that it's not a problem because there's nothing noticeable, tangible is happening until you say Alexa, even if stuff is going on inside. Maybe we could follow that up with a related question in one of the upcoming myths. But okay, good to be back.